Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Lori Lundquist. She is a licensed psychotherapist, author, and fine artist. Lori, welcome to our podcast.
Well, thank you very much, Christopher, for sharing your time with me.
So I don't know if I've ever met a person that's both a fine artist and a psychotherapist. So let's start with the fine art part first, because I never really thought I was a creative person. It wasn't until I got much older that I started seeing some of the creative aspects in myself. So I'm curious for you, did you grow up knowing that you were a creative person, or did you develop that over time?
Oh God, I was very young when I started to do some art, and I used to paint, and my father encouraged me with that. And I'm left-handed, so I think that I'm a little creative anyway. And I became, I had a little issue with work. I had an injury, and to assist myself, I began working on my fine motor skills, and I took up my fine art again. And it's been shown internationally in Italy and in England. And I'd like to, also encourage other people to support me by looking at my artwork.
Yeah, well, that we'll definitely get to that a little bit later on. And do you feel that everyone of us can actually paint or draw or use that as an expression?
Well, I think it's a very good tool as well for therapy. I think it's probably, with your strengths, there's so many people that really don't have the opportunity to sit sometimes and be still and look at things and try to copy or draw or imagine. So sometimes it can alleviate stress as well. So I think it's a very good tool.
Yeah. And let's talk about that. So you're a licensed psychotherapist. I never want to assume what people know what that is. So what is that in the simplest form? If you're talking to, let's say I'm a sixth grader, how would you explain what a psychotherapist does?
Okay. Well, I'm a clinical psychotherapist and I have 25 years experience. I worked with men, women, children, and their families for over 25 years. Helping them to improve their relationships personally and professionally and within the family system. Go ahead.
No, so if you could, so let's say you help them with their personal challenges. Like if you can pick one specific personal challenge, and since you've been doing it for 25 years, obviously there's so many different stories, but what comes to mind relative to a patient you work with from a personal standpoint, how you're able to help him or her?
Well, first I'd just like to, say that I worked for St. Mary's Hospital Children's Mental Health Services for 8 years, and I was promoted twice from psychiatric social worker. And then I went to the New York State Office of Children and Family Services to clinically supervise the Substance Abuse Program. And that's when I met Joe. And actually, I have so many stories, but Joe was, there was just something about Joe. It was a juvenile detention facility, and Joe was about 16 years old, and he just would not, follow the program rules. And he wasn't in my program, but I did go to see him. He was in anger. They had to separate him. So I talked to him, and I said, Joe, if you, try to work with me, I can bring you to my program and help you. Because I saw so much strength in him, even through his anger. He was just so angry. And he gave me a shot, and I gave him a shot. He came in, and we worked together, and I counseled him. And he was one of the first people that got his GED. The first time, however, he failed it, and he just flipped out, and he gave up. And I went to see him, and I said, Joe, come on, give it one more shot. And he worked a little harder, and he passed it. And he went home, and I think of Joe often, and I hope he's doing well, and I really think he is doing well in my heart.
Yeah.
So that's one story.
No, that's great. And let's break that down. So the issue of anger, let's say, I don't know who's listening. We have parents, we have kids, we have older people that are not parents, but let's say the factor of anger, when someone is angry and you want to work with them, what are some of the things you first do to understand how to get past that so that you can actually help this person that might have anger issues?
Well, one of the things, sorry about the alarm there. There's a fire going on.
No worries.
But one of the things that I wrote an e-book for Daughter with Love. I would like to assist from the first project, Women. And in there, I do have a chapter on equality, emotions, intuition, and anger. And anger can be a very positive thing. It can be something that shows us what isn't in possibly a danger. And I go through that in my book on how you can use it as a tool.
But again, with Joe, what specifically? So this gentleman walks in. Yeah, the gentleman walks into your office, and he's just showing anger to the point he's yelling at you. Like, I just kind of paint the picture because I want to know where he started, if he's angry, and then what are some questions you asked? What are some things you said, or was a certain demeanor that you noticed that he was angry? I mean, I want to like paint the picture so our audience can really understand what you did with this gentleman.
Okay, well, Joe was in solitary confinement, unfortunately, and it's not something that, happens regularly or did, but Joe was, beating people up, and he was fighting staff, and he was doing a lot of things that he shouldn't be doing. And so I just walked in there, and a lot of people, other people, said, well, you really need to, leave him alone. You can't bring him in the program, but I screened him because I knew, And, having four brothers myself, I knew that, the anger sometimes is really a potent spark if you can, use it in a positive way. And so I talked to him about that, and he listened to me. I wasn't threatening with him, and he was intelligent, and I knew it, because I also had his...
Wait, but again, let's break it down even more, because like I said, I want tangible things that our listeners can learn from. So you walk in there, he's angry, he's in a solitary confinement. So what's the first thing you say to someone that's angry? Do you just say, hi, how are you? Or this is who I am? And just like, how do you break the ice and how do you build that rapport with someone that's angry?
Well, at the time, I do believe that someone said, told me that I was coming talk to him, calm down. And I just introduced myself. I think one of the things that you need to do when you're facing someone with such anger is you have to remain calm. And, of course, you have to stay back a little bit, too, because you don't know, really what's going to happen. But, you have to really have eye contact. I think you have to have a calm voice. I think that you need to really try to reach in to his pain and see it. And, feel it with you. It's almost like a connection. And, you have to say, hey, I'm not you, but I've been there, I felt it too. And, look at me, I've survived some stuff myself. And I think that you have a lot of gifts, and I think that I can help you, Joe. And so, he gave me a shot, he started talking to me, and he, had a rapport, and I told him that, if he would calm down and try to behave, that I would get him the heck out of where he was, because I didn't want him in there. And I took him out. A lot of people, said, Lori, waste of time. And I said, no, I see something in this young man, and I'm gonna give him a shot.
No, that's great. I mean, that's literally what I was asking for, because again, whether we deal with someone who's angry or someone that just wants more love, and it really is about what you are saying about how you're connecting with him and you're remaining calm. And the one thing that I really admire you saying is that you just were relating to his pain. And that's so important, because he knows that he's not alone, and he knows that you're on his side. He knows that you're here to support him. So hopefully the listeners can take that with them so they can use that in their lives, whether they're working with a person that's angry or not. But it's about that human connection that I appreciate you sharing with us today, Lori. How can our guests stay in touch with you, buy your artwork, work with you, and read your books? What's the best way to reach out to you?
Well, you can reach out to me on LinkedIn. I have an ebook, LinkedIn, Lori Ann Lundquist. I'm also on a podcast called Ask_Lori L, and that's going to be on Apple. It's also right now on Buzzsprout. And what else? basically everything is right on LinkedIn. And my artwork you can find under Laurie Lundquist on pixels.com. And my ebook is very important because I did write it for young women, actually all women. And, you know, as I said earlier, this chapter is on equality, emotions, intuition, being yourself. There's one in there especially I do go into depth about anger, negative emotions, positive emotions, communication, relationships. So it's an extremely valuable tool. And that's where I would like to do some consulting and also public speaking because, you know, I have so much knowledge and experience personally and professionally that I know that I can reach some of these underserved young, you know, women of all ages, actually. And I also would like to help men, but that would be my second project. And I think that I did this, you know, I wrote this book, For God I Would Love, because, you know, I had four brothers, and I was the only girl that was in the middle. And it was very difficult, you know. I grew up in a, you know, lower middle class family, and, you know, it was a while ago, and, you know, a lot of the guys, you know, were able to go outside while I had to, you know, cook potatoes, you know. So I saw a lot of things that were kind of not really fair, I persevered.
No, that's great. Well, again, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today, and we appreciate you being here. Have a great day, Laurie. And again, make sure you reach out to Laurie to learn more about her and work with her. So Laurie, again, thanks again. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christophakai.com to learn more.